Thank you, Sister Michelle Wallace, for the seed of $42. Know that God is not only touching your life, but He's touching family. And you're going to begin to see that you're going to begin to prosper in the area of sales in this season. Something surrounding sales is going to bless you. And you're going to find that this is going to be a very ambitious and a very busy time for you, woman of God. And you're going to see that between now and the end of September. For the Lord says you're going to make some real headway in your career or your professional life as well. And God says you're going to be able to successfully complete tasks. That's going to show how powerful you are. That's going to show off your special abilities. For the Lord says that your labor is not in vain. Now the Lord says to thee, Sister Michelle, do not do anything to aggravate managers or judges or authority type figures or people who have power over you. That's going to be very key. I'm also hearing the Lord says that if you are attracted to someone you know through your work, the Lord says, use wisdom. Your intentions may be one thing, but their intentions is something else. I'm going to tell you just how I'm hearing it. Their intention is from a sexual standpoint. Keep your standards. Now, partnerships is going to favor thee in this season as well. This is a good time to begin to discuss the needs and relationship issues with loved ones and associates as well in this season. For the Lord says, you're going to begin to see great favor. It's a time for you, Sister Michelle, to begin to rethink your position on some kind of a controversial issue as well. Writing, management, organization, sales is very strong for you in this season. And your organization ability, your management ability, ability to be diligent and organize is going to help you in many ways in this season. Don't be impatient. Don't be impatient. For the Lord says, I give you the great wisdom in this season. I give you the great wisdom in this season. And I give you the wisdom of Solomon to make wise decisions for the next 90 days. For the Lord says, during the next 90 days, there's going to be an anointing to solve some things. And you're going to see a strong anointing upon you that's going to allow you to meet people, that's going to allow you to come into a time of favor and success. For your mind is going to be sharp. Your emotions are going to be right on point. Spiritually, you're going to be able to hear a lot of new things. And as you apply yourself to study and in my presence, you're going to solve some things, even something possibly around health, something that may have seemed to be difficult or you could not locate. God is touching thee health-wise as well in this season. Well, now listen to the word of the Lord that was spoken to you on the live conference call. Bless you, Sister Michelle Wallace.
God bless you. And what is the word of the Lord to Sister Michelle Wallace?
God bless you. I hear the word of the Lord saying that there is change happening for you. God is saying that He's going to interrupt something so that you can step in and the promise be fulfilled. I hear God saying that there's an open door happening for you. And God is saying for you not to worry in this season, for He's releasing much unto you. God is saying that the breakthrough is here. The breakthrough is here. And God is saying that you no longer have to doubt. You no longer have to stand behind. But God is saying that He's moving you to the front. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, my sister. I just hear God saying He's increasing your finances. Finances are coming forth from the north, the south, the east, and the west. I see something for the area of education. I don't know if it's for you or someone in the family, in your household, but I see God beginning to touch a relationship that you are concerned about, and God is touching the home front. He's bringing forth restoration, and He's bringing forth healing, and He's bringing forth a rejuvenation where there will be rest and a sweet peace throughout the home. God says, joy shall be your portion, and you shall have laughter, laughter, laughter in the days to come. And that's the word of the Lord.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Michelle Wallace. I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, fret not, worry not. I hear Father God saying He's doing a work concerning employment and a work concerning entrepreneurship and business. Are you in your own job, woman of God?
I am a licensed realtor yet, but I had to return to work just to make sure my finances were flowing.
Well, I hear Father God saying, let not your heart be troubled nor be dismayed, because he's working out all the details concerning this. Mm-hmm. I hear Father God saying, swift new beginning. And I hear Father God saying justice. So whatever this is concerning employment, were you dealing with something with compensation or something with these areas? God says he's going to compensate you.
I had to leave a job because I was bullied on the job, so which left me to exhaust my retirement and to do real estate, and had a job offer. So the job I have now is a temporary position, so it is bringing in some finances so I can pay my bills, but yeah.
Well, you were bullied. Are you suing, or is there some type of legal transaction around this?
No, I didn't. Well, I quit before I could actually build a case. They said if I would have stayed there and reported it, I probably would have had a case, but it was just a bit much. I had to leave.
Okay. I hear what you said, and I hear what you've been told. Yet I hear Father God saying something different.
Okay.
I hear Father God saying there is still time. I don't know who you spoke to or who was the contact person who gave you this communication. Father God says go back and ask again.
Okay.
Go back and ask again. It's almost whatever this is. It's this situation is. It's
mm-hmm.
Others have bullied as well. And they're not sitting down. So if you go back and ask,
mm-hmm.
something's going to resonate with whoever you're asking about this situation in this company, because others are being bullied and they are filing. They're filing suits and they're filing complaints.
Yeah.
So it won't
sure.
be like you're the only person. Now they'll have a trail of other individuals. So Father God says go back and ask, woman of God, and you're going to receive
okay.
a result. You're going to have a testimony. And that is the word of the Lord.